Lightning 100 Nashville's independent radio, and that's going to be one from, who do we have there? I don't even know what's going on this morning. Let's say, who was, I honestly do not know who I've just played on the radio. J. Ronnie Walston in the business. There you go. That's one called Same Days. This is Casey. A little distracted doing a lot of stuff at once because I have just been joined in the 1 RPM studio by one Lily Hyatt. Hello, Lily.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Had a little trouble with the train?
Yeah, I always have a little trouble with something. No, yeah, that train. That's a long train.
Oh, you're talking about the one kind of out back of the building?
Yeah, right.
Oh, yeah, that thing is, some of us that work here, it's the bane of our existence. So.
I've had that feeling. I was like, I bet they hate this train.
We absolutely do. We appreciate the goods and services it brings throughout town.
It's cool to see a train.
But the physical train itself is, I don't like it.
Yeah, so it challenges you. You have to beat it.
But, you know, you held it together, you overcame. You beat it, and now you're here, right?
Yeah,
so
it all worked out.
There you go. Basement East tonight, right?
Yeah.
Let's see. It's you, Brandy Zidane, and Thayer Serrano, correct?
Yes.
And I do this thing every time. Ever since I first heard Brandy Zidane, every time I hear her stuff, it's almost like a Pavlov's dog kind of thing where I say, Brandy Zidane. Oh, my God, Brandy Zidane is amazing. I love her stuff. So
she is awesome. She's super cool, and I'm a big fan and have been for a while.
Yeah, so. She's cool. She apparently has named her van Towns Van Zidane, I think is what she calls it, which
that's
is
perfect.
My favorite name for anything ever.
Yeah, that's
it.
Very clever.
Well, let's go ahead. You know, you beat the train here. You brought your guitar. You want to go ahead and give us a little something?
Sure.
What are you going to play for us, Lily?
I think I'm going to play the song Trinity Lane.
All right. Lily Hyatt, live in the 1 RPM studio on Lightning 100.
I get bored, so I want to get drunk. I know how that goes. So I ain't going to touch it. I get bored and wanna find someone. I know how that goes. So I ain't gonna rush it. Gonna hang on a little bit longer, sleep well, work a little harder, put my faith in something I can't see. Crack a window when it rains. This is living off a Trinity. It's working all right for me. We're right down the road from here. I want to come and see ya, but it really doesn't matter. I think this is better. Gonna hang on a little bit longer, sleep well, work a little harder, put my faith in something I can't see. Crack a window when it rains. This is living off a Trinity Lane. It's working all right for me. I get bored, so I wanna get drunk. I know how that goes, so I ain't gonna touch it. I think my neighbors are selling drugs. I know how that goes. I ain't judging nothing. My faith in something I can't see. Crack a window when it rains. This is living off a Trinity Lane. It's working all right for me. Yeah, it's working all right for me.
Right, Lily Hyatt live in the 1RPM studio here on Lightning 100. Trinity Lane, same as the album, right?
Yep.
It's kind of neat having you here in the flesh in the studio, because if you look over there, I think the last time you were here was when the album had just come out.
Totally.
So we have a signed copy of it up here in the studio, so you physically cannot get in or out of this studio without making eye contact with Lily Hyatt, because yeah. You're right there all the time.
No, I love the placement. I'm like, there's my big...
There you go. It's like if that were the mantle, there you are, right?
Yeah,
you're the patron
totally.
The patron saint of the 1RPM studio, right?
I love it. Next to Josh Headley. Cool.
There you go.
I'll take it.
So Basement East tonight, you can hear Lily Hyatt, Brandy Zidane, and Thayer Serrano. Trinity Lane's your third album. Is that correct?
It is.
Okay.
Yep.
Where did you do that one?
I made it in South Carolina, okay. Johns Island. It was really cool. I'd never made a record out of town before. So.
Yeah. Was that kind of a conscious decision, you think, just to get out of Nashville, or is that just kind of how it fell? Or
that's kind of how it fell. Ended up being a really good thing, though, yeah. You know, for the time being. So,
I mean, it turned out a great record. I mean,
well,
it worked.
Thank you. I appreciate you saying that.
Yeah.
But yeah, we had a good time and just went into the bubble of recording it for a while.
And we say we. Who played on it with you?
Let's see, John Condit played guitar, Robert Hudson played bass, and Alan Jones played the drums.
Okay.
So, it was a good crew. And two of those guys, John and Robert, are both playing in my band
nice.
You know, tonight. So,
all right.
So, yeah, it's been a good journey for us.
And I think, and correct me if I'm wrong, and I'm sorry if I am, I think the last new thing we got was the cover of Walls that you and Aaron Lee Tashjian did, right?
Yeah, that was really fun.
Yeah.
We did that at my boyfriend's studio, Magnetic Sound, and we just kind of did it having fun one day, you know, trying to just sing stuff together.
Yeah.
But then, you know, later on we thought, well, it might be nice to put that out.
It's one of those things, I mean, you do, like, because it's fun, and then all of a sudden it becomes incredibly relevant and incredibly, like, important that you have that.
Yeah,
you
know? We were glad we had that, and we thought that it was, like, time, you know, to maybe put it out there.
You've also, the two of you did the Guy Clark song,
Dublin Blues.
Dublin Blues. And you've also, did you do Angel from Montgomery together, the two of you?
Yeah, we did. Yep.
That's such a great song.
It
I
is.
Love
that's
that.
An amazing song. And we both picked a song we wanted to sing. And then it turned out we both loved, you know, the ones that each other picked. Yeah. So
it's usually how it goes, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, but yeah, I love collaborating with Aaron. Yeah. It's a lot of fun.
That's cool.
Yeah.
And I think at this point he's collaborating with every living, walking human within Nashville, pretty much. He pops up everywhere.
He does, and he's really good at that. He's really good at, like, adapting and coming to whoever he's playing with. So it's one of the joys about playing with him.
So when I was getting ready for you to come in today, I was doing some reading, and I think I may have picked up on something, and I could be wrong here, but it seems like a lot of interviews and whatever, you and I may have something in common in that pretty much no matter where you are or what you're doing, there's always music playing somewhere in the background. Is that kind of your day-to-day kind of thing? Do you generally always have something playing?
I do, and I actually thought about that the other day because I was just like, you know, the only time I have it quiet is when I go to bed, you know? And even then I have a fan, but it's like, that's because if I like have music on, I'll start paying attention to it and,
right.
you know, and then I won't sleep because I'll start thinking about it. But yeah, I have music on pretty much all times. Yeah.
What do you listen to right now?
Well, lately I've been playing so much of Aaron Ray's new album.
Yeah. She was just in here today.
Oh, she was?
She was in here this morning.
Oh, cool. Yeah. She's the best.
And she barely got here in time because she was coming back from another gig, too.
So. We are definitely kindred spirits and good friends. But, I mean, I truly love that album, more than I've loved something in a while. I've also really been enjoying, Casey Musgrave's new album.
Yeah.
It's really cool.
Yeah.
So, But yeah, I listen to all sorts of things all the time.
Do you have a favorite album, or do you have a favorite two or three albums that you just always listen to and will never be without?
Oh, that's so hard.
And I usually hate when I get asked stuff like that too, because it changes like every 6 months, you know?
Yeah.
But I mean, right now, if you knew you're going to be on a desert island, are there two or three albums that come to mind that you would have to take with you?
Well, I would definitely take No Code by Pearl Jam.
Okay.
I'd probably take one of my dad's records, probably Walk On.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
A third, we'll say like Harvest.
Okay. Very cool. That's that's a strong lineup.
Yeah.
I like that. That's a pretty cool desert island you got there.
I think so. But then there's a lot. I'm like, I would also need some rap, and I would need some this and that. So
I've been going through this weird thing lately where I have just recently discovered Bud Powell, the piano player.
Okay.
So I've been on a steady diet of Bud Powell and Weezer.
Awesome. I love Weezer.
And I've always liked them, but for some reason, they've never been a band that I've just fallen into.
Yeah.
And here over the last couple of months, I've found myself on this steady diet of Weezer. I listened to The Greatest Man Who Ever Lived just over and over and over again. I love that song.
They're a great band. Yeah. I was very hardcore into Weezer growing up, and my sister even more so. So definitely one. And they're coming here with the Pixies.
Absolutely.
Are you going to go?
I'm thinking I'm going to. And again, you know, this isn't TV, so you can't see it, but I'm sitting here in my Pixies t-shirt right now. So, which, as my coworkers will tell you, is not rare, and then I probably need to do some laundry. But yeah, I'm a big, big Pixies guy. I always have been.
Yeah, very they're an cool. amazing band. Me too.
Yeah. So. Have you seen them? Did you see them last time they were in town?
No, I've never seen them, and I didn't get tickets to that show, and it's sold out. So I'm going to have to figure out a way to get in.
I have to say, and we're not on the radio right now. We're just two people talking records, okay? So we're not on Lightning 100 Lily Hyatt right now in the 1RPM studio. I saw them. It was the first time that they played since Kim left. And they had Paz, and I never know how to say her last name, was playing bass.
Yeah.
It was actually musically kind of better.
Really?
Because I think there was no animosity on stage.
Right.
It seemed a little more chill and more smiling, you know? So it was really good.
That's
cool. It was a good time.
Yeah, they have this very tumultuous relationship.
They do. They do. But God bless them. Great records.
They did. And that original lineup is amazing.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. So again, 1RPM studio here on Lightning 100. We're hanging out with Lily Hyatt. Going to be playing at the Basement East this evening with Brandy Zidane and with Thayer Serrano. Congratulations might be in order. You recently got a nomination, the Americana Music Fest. Is that right?
Oh, yeah, I did. I was really excited.
Emerging artist, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
Yeah, no, it meant a lot to me. That's nice. It always feels nice to get
It's nice
your recognition
to know,
in any way feels great.
It's nice to know that people are kind of you know, they're digging what you're doing.
Yeah, totally. Right? I really appreciate it. I mean, that means a ton to me. So
yeah, and I went back and looked. I know Amanda Shire's got one. Margot Price has got, and this is the same award. And I went back a couple years. Mary Gaucher got one.
Oh, cool.
I love her. I've always dug her music, and then this past March, we're both at the same event. I actually got to sit and talk to Mary Gaucher for a few minutes.
That's awesome.
You talk about somebody who's fighting the good fight, too.
Yeah.
She is outstanding.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I'm glad we got along. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah.
She's something else.
Cool.
Very cool.
She seems like a really interesting, like a force.
She absolutely is. And again, my entire relationship with her lasted about 20 minutes, but man, she's something else.
That's awesome.
Yeah, very cool.
Yeah.
So what are you working on anything new? Are you writing anything? Are you kind of, what have you got going on right now?
Yeah, I've been writing. I have some new songs that are starting to kind of bloom. We've been gone so much the last 8 months.
Right.
So there hasn't been a ton of time to do anything but tour, but it's kind of coming to a place where there might be, you know?
Yeah.
So like, hopefully we'll be recording again soonish.
Yeah.
Soonish.
So are you, you know, when you're not, you know, distracted by being on the road and touring all the time, are you one that kind of writes all the time? Do you have like little bits of paper with lines on them that you've stashed in a box somewhere? Or?
Well, I've gotten better. I used to have a hard time writing on the road, and these last few months, I just realized that if I wanted to write at all, like I needed to learn how to write on the road because we're now gone all the time. So I started getting better at like getting my little moments of peace to do that. Yeah. So, yeah, I do. I mean, it's not like I, like, keep a notebook that I write, you know. Well, that's not true. I do. I keep a notebook that I write in at all times. So I don't know what I'm saying. Yes, that's all right. I write anyway.
Look, I do this for a living, and I never know what I'm saying.
Yeah, so don't worry. I know. I'm like, what am I saying? No, I'm just like, I record things into my voice memos. I record in my journal. I put it in, you know, various composition books. Yep. I'm a bit scattered with it. But yeah, I do try to write as much as I can.
I'm a fan of anything that will hold my ideas because I know my brain's only going to keep them for so long.
Yeah.
So I kinda, yeah.
Totally. But that being said, like, I also think like, you know, you don't have to, like, I mean, a discipline is important, but also, like, forcing it, like, it's okay to have those times where you're like, nothing's coming right now. I got a lot going on with it, you know, and let the other stuff kind of evolve into a place where you want to write about it, you know?
It'll find you eventually.
It will. It will come out, so.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, you want to go ahead and play us something else while you're here, Lily?
Sure.
All right, what do you want to do?
To.
What do you want to do?
I'm going to play the song Records, I think.
All right. Lily Hyatt, live in the 1RPM studio on Lightning 100.
I feel 23. Got no husband next to me. I just wanna rock and roll. Scream out my lungs and burn real slow. I'll take lonely if it means free. It's never how you thought it'd be. But that record waited up for me. That record waited. 6 years ago, hope was nothing much. Waking up to a stranger's touch. I gave up vodka, I chilled out on weed. That record still hung on to me. I'll take lonely if it means free. It's never how you thought it'd be. But that record waited up for me. That record waited up for me. Looking out a window pane, wondering why I still feel the same. I put the needle down. Hey, Mr. Young, you know our work's never car. Desire doesn't know it's wrong. So I came home and put the record on. I heard the backbeat. I sank into the groove. And suddenly I wasn't worried about you. I turned it up so loud that it buzzed my ears. And that's okay, 'cause I'm the only one here. I'll take lonely if it means free. Never how you thought it'd be. But that record waited up for me. That record waited up for me. That record waited up for me. That record waited up for me.
Right, that's Lily Hyatt live here on Lightning 100 in the 1RPM studio. Song's called Record, right?
Records. But good guess.
Well, I tried. I was only off
it's
by
one
letter.
Confusing things. You know, I did that.
I was off by one letter, and people who know me will tell you that that's kind of a modern miracle for me. So there we go. We'll meet in the middle on that.
I'm really bad with song titles, so I get it.
Very cool. So Lily Hyatt tonight, live at the Basement East. Brandy Zidane, Thayer Serrano. If you're going to get a ticket, you better go ahead and get it now.
Yeah, special guests too, so you should.
Special guests.
Get your ticket. It'll be fun.
All right. There you go. You heard it. She's going to know because she's headlining the show, right?
Yeah, we have a fun night planned.
Cool. Lily, thank you so much for coming by. I've enjoyed this a lot.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Oh, no problem. No problem. Again, go check out that show tonight at the Basement East. We'll be right back in a couple minutes. And when we come back, it'll be the latest stuff from Brandi Carlile on Lightning 100.